34. Two wrestling questions. Life is not about getting what you want. Questions play an important part in our lives. If you ask the wrong questions, you always get the wrong answers. It doesn't matter how much time you spend trying to work out the answer to the wrong question, and it doesn't matter how smart you are. The wrong questions never lead to the right answers. What question are you preoccupied with at this time in your life? Is it the right question? The world says that the preeminent question in your life is, what do you want? But life is not about getting what you want. At the same time, however, it is good, healthy, and important to know what you want. Do you know what you want? Do you spend time thinking about what you really want? If you're like most people, you don't have much time to spend thinking about anything. When was the last time you just took some time to go for a long walk or sit in a rocking chair and think about a single question? The most important things in life are almost never urgent. As a result, most people don't take the time to really think about life and don't truly know what they want. You may say you want more money, a better job, to get married, to have a baby, to lose weight, a fabulous vacation. But what is behind or beneath all this wanting? Motives can teach us so much about ourselves. By studying our motives, we can grow exponentially in the spiritual life. The thing about motives is that there is very rarely a single motive for anything. Ask yourself why. Why do you want more money? So you can pay your bills? Okay. Why else? So you won't feel anxious about running out of money? Okay. Why else? So the people around you will respect you more? Is that healthy? Why else? So you can give your children a better life? Why else? So you don't have to work and be responsible and disciplined with money? Okay, that could be a problem. The thing about motives is that they are an entangled and unwinding web. We very rarely have a single motive for anything. God gave us the ability to desire. To desire is human and God-given. It is healthy and good to explore our desires, for God often speaks to us through them. But the process is complicated by our disordered desires, which can be so many and scream so loud that we cannot hear God speaking to us through the deepest desires of our hearts. Exploring what we really want will eventually lead us in the right direction if we have the discipline of reflection, unending persistence, and ever-increasing self-awareness. But it is a painfully slow path to where we all want to go. There is another way. There is another question. What does God want? As we rediscover Jesus and consider all that has happened in His name over the past 2,000 years, one of the questions worthy of our pondering is, what does Jesus want? Take a moment. Think on that question. What do you think Jesus wants? We find the answer to this question in chapter 15 of the Gospel of John. Jesus just finished describing Himself as the vine, God the Father as the vine grower, and you and me as the branches. He then went on to say, I have told you this so that My joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. John chapter 15, verse 11. He wants to share His joy with us. He wants your joy to be complete. He wants what you want. Beneath it all, at the depths of your being, what is it that you really want? You want complete joy. You want the kind of joy that only God can give you. There are always two questions wrestling in our hearts. One, what do I want? Two, what does God want? Over time, we discover that what we really want deep inside is what God wants for us. Wisdom is the realization that it is insane to want something other than what God wants. Once we realize this, we can begin the daily quest to seek His will in our lives. Point to ponder. The wrong questions always lead to the wrong answers. Verse to live. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Question to consider. Does getting what you want bring you lasting happiness? Prayer. Jesus, please remind me when I forget that your will is what I really want deep down too.